Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Ruth King's our guest, our good friend, CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com, the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business, and my favorite, The Courage to Be Profitable. This book will change your business life. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to go get it. Ruth, thanks again for being here. We're talking about putting marketing and profitability together in the same thought process, right?
That's absolutely right. And when we right before the break, we were explaining break even, and if you can't sell as many things as you need to sell to break even, you got a problem. You got to figure something else out.
You got to, you know, I just used the example of the rent. This guy was behind the eight ball going in, just paying his rent, for God's sake. And so you got to add all of it up and say, okay, this is how much gross profit, what's left over after I pay for supplies and inventory and labor, some labor, what's left over just to pay the bills. That's not even paying you.
That's right. Absolutely.
So you got to take up. What about sometimes people do marketing from their gut, don't they?
Yeah, that's not a good idea because you know I'm a dollars and cents person,
right?
And marketing can be broken down into dollars and cents. We just showed it before the break. And I still find that people think that people are like them. They buy because they buy. But what you really have to do is you have to test it. You have to say, okay, and know enough to say, okay, this is working, this is not working. And sometimes it's like throwing spaghetti against a wall until you figure it out. But you've got to be able to, quote unquote, fail quickly and say, okay, this isn't working, this is working. Then you got to talk to your customer base and, like, you know, where do you get your information?
And whenever somebody calls or checks in or comes in the door or something, this hasn't changed in 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. You got to get your people to find out why did they come in? Where did you hear about us? You got to know what worked, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And you know, one of the questions that I always ask new customers is, how did you happen to hear about me? Or how did you happen to hear about us?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you so much just by asking that one question. And you don't have to say, you know, why'd you call? It's just, you know, in a conversation, you know, you're listening to their needs, you're listening to their questions, and say, by the way, how did you happen to hear about us? And amazing answers come out of that. And guess what? That's where you should be marketing.
Well, I remember John Wanamaker, who is an advertising expert, said half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half. and that's the thing. That's what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah. The thing is that, you know, he did a lot of brand building, too. So you have to look at it from a perspective of he not only got his name out there, we as small business owners can't afford, for the most part, to do brand advertising other than, you know, ask for the order very subtly, even with whatever you do.
I think small business brand building is you do that from the trust, the values.
That's right.
From the trust and the values aspect, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, if you have to advertise brand building, if you have to brand build through advertising, then you know you're probably not doing the right job. You're not connecting with people the right way. Big companies don't have a soul, so they have to do brand building. Small companies have souls.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reality of brand building is that you're going to spend an awful lot of money for almost no return, especially in the beginning, if all you're interested in doing is getting your name out there.
Yep, yep.
You want people to come to your website, call you on the phone, you know, provide the leads so that quote-unquote sales can close them.
Seasonal. What do you think? Talk to us about seasonal marketing.
Depends upon your business. There are some business, you know, I have a client in Wichita, Kansas, and every time we go to his client, there is the most seasonal business I've ever seen in my life. They are a fireworks company that is open 1 week a year, and that's it. And they have a big billboard that is right on the road, right by the time that they, you know, before they're advertising, and that's all the advertising they do. But you go by, you buy your fireworks, a week later the building is shut down again. It's the most seasonal business I've ever seen. Most of us have busier times and slower times. A lot of businesses, summers are slower times. And when you're trying to advertise to people who don't need what you're doing, doing it in slow times of the year where there's not a need is a waste of money.
Well, and the main thing here is, back to profitability, is you better build a spreadsheet for your entire 12 months, unless you're like that ice cream place that used to close up when I lived in Indiana. They closed up 6 months out of the year in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had a duck on the front and said, "We're flown south." Unless you're like that, if you're going to have your doors open every day, You've got to learn how to make your gross profit spread out in the seasonal times to spread out when it's not seasonal.
Yeah, generate enough revenue. You got and margin in the
yeah.
busy times to cover the slow times.
You got to keep up with all that. Last part on this is being professional. Talk to us about that. 30 seconds.
30 seconds for being professional. All
yeah.
right. Don't curse or anything along those lines, but, you know, ask the right questions, listen very, very well, and make sure that you're providing service and products to them that they absolutely desire, need, want, and will refer you to their friends, neighbors, because that's where you get the majority of your business is through referrals.
And as I said already once this hour, if you're a professional, you'll walk into you'll meet a customer in your business or in theirs. And you're prepared to say to yourself, "I may not have what they need,"
mm-hmm.
and if I don't have what they need, I'm going to help them find what they need.
Got it.
That's what professionals do. We're going to change subjects in the next segment, right, Ruth?
We're going to do that. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Right. Stand by, folks. More with Ruth after these messages.
I was.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.